here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Hello and welcome to the Zach's Friday Finish Line. I am Ryan Queenie, an associate stock strategist here at Zach's, along with one of our editors, Maddie Johnson.
You are hearing this on Friday, November 23rd, but this week we're not here to recap this week's news.
Yeah, different intro for you and everything.
I know. But we're going to have a bit of fun on this holiday week, gearing up for Turkey Day, mm-hmm. And Stuffing Day. It's really the most, stuffing.
Yeah.
Forget about the turkey. It's all about the sides. And we're going to celebrate the greatest shopping day of the year, Black Friday.
Yeah. So full disclosure, we are actually recording this earlier in the week. So we actually haven't had our turkey yet. You might have had yours, maybe even onto the leftovers at this point, which is debatably the best part. I don't know. It's up for debate, but
just like a leftover bowl.
Yeah.
Turkey, stuffing, gravy, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Some cranberry sauce, some sweet potatoes. Green bean casserole. I mean, just everything.
So as you can tell, we're excited. As I said, we're recording this earlier in the week, but we really wanted to get something out for you guys today. So we figured what better way than to really get our retail energy out there by discussing the history of and the latest trends of one of our favorite days of the year. And that is, of course, Black Friday, as Maddie mentioned.
Yeah. So, while you might have already gotten your shopping done in the wee hours of the morning or even on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We're going to get to that.
right after dinner.
Yeah.
Or lunch, depending on when you have it. And maybe you're just heading out now. But why? Why Black Friday? What is it about the day after Thanksgiving that screams huge deals and frenzied shopping?
Black Friday, like many unofficial holidays, has a complicated history. It's a bit of a he said, she said in terms of where it came from and when it originated. The first use of the term Black Friday itself actually had nothing to do with retail, although it kind of does relate to the world of finance and economics. So I thought fits the show perfectly to discuss this part of it. It was actually a day on the U.S. stock market, one that was not quite so good for the American economy, and it had to do with the American gold markets, actually, on Friday, September 24th, 1869. That was the original Black Friday. And as the story goes, two Wall Street financial speculators, their names were Jim Fisk and Jay Gould, bought up as much gold as they could in hopes of driving up gold prices and selling their positions at a massive profit. Didn't work exactly how they had hoped, and the speculation led to a bubble bursting and a whole mess and a half for the commodity. And when things got out of hand, President Grant himself decided to have the U.S. Treasury sell $4 million worth of gold on the very next trading day, and news circulated very quickly of this, caused Wall Street and the financial markets to tumble. And, you know, the capitulation point was that Friday, September 24th, which was the original Black Friday.
So the phrase eventually began to be tied to consumerism and shopping in the mid-20th century when modern holiday shopping trends first started to develop. Again, this has a complicated and unclear history. It kind of just happened. Mm-hmm. But there are some folklore points to 1950s Philadelphia as the first time in place to use quote-unquote Black Friday to refer to the day after Thanksgiving. So the story goes that Philadelphia police began to refer to the day as Black Friday because of the influx of suburban shoppers that flooded the city, as well as the tourists who began arriving for the Army-Navy football game, which was often played in the city. That is actually something I didn't know. So police resented the craziness, but local retail stores quickly tried to flip the phrase to encourage more shoppers to come in on the days just after Thanksgiving.
So capitalism just, like, and marketing at its
these
finest.
These hordes of pent-up suburbanites flooding the city trying to burn off those Thanksgiving calories, yeah. You know.
And I just love it because it's like the once the shops found out, oh, the police are calling it Black Friday because it's horrible and they hate it and it's crazy. We should use that. I kind of like Black Friday. That sounds good. I want to use that as a marketing pitch. And that's exactly how it happened. But the use of the phrase around the country nationwide didn't really take off until the 1980s. As things spread, many started to suggest that the use of the word black actually related to the word's relationship with profitability. There was actually some reports that many retail stores and companies were unprofitable for the months preceding the holiday shopping period. And black meant retail stores and companies were able to finally get into the black or turn a profit when shoppers started that holiday shopping. Merchants objected to this explanation, I think largely because they didn't want people running around thinking they were unprofitable all the time and that their businesses were struggling. And just to add to this, like back when, you know, people actually had to do things with real ink. Black was the color ink used to describe profits. Red was when you were unprofitable. So some merchants said, hey, you know what? You know, we're not always unprofitable for 9, 10, 11 months of the year. But that's kind of the connection to how things got the word black. Although it seems like black, just even off that brief history, has just been used to describe anything that's crazy. Anything that's crazy is a black moment. So.
Yeah. But Black Friday these days often draws a negative connotation related to its ability to provoke unreasonable behavior and sometimes violence.
Yes.
To be honest, though, I kind of love a good video captured on smartphones, people acting nuts in the Walmart.
World star hip hop, if you will, a live leak.
Going nuts over those $1 DVD bins.
Yeah, yeah. This is,
you gotta get that copy Legally Blonde.
This is something I don't have in these notes, but now that you mentioned that, there have actually been, you know, I don't know if lawsuits, and we'll get into the kind of like the backlash here in a second and the criticism of Black Friday, but a lot of the uproar after this like peak Black Friday moment was, you know, these like microwaves that are on sale for $5 or whatever are actually just really low quality microwaves that are only made to sell as doorbusters during that day. Mm-hmm. Like they're not even actually stocked in some of these stores any other time than that. And while that's not illegal per se, I think it was like, this is getting out of hand. This holiday is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as you said, there's also literal violence, which is not good per se.
It's not good. No. And people get, but like, it's just like kind of like the start of like this like weird type of shopping energy.
Yes.
That definitely like goes into all of December, just kind of like creeps into all of December. That started popping up in the right around the mid 2000s when Black Friday, like you said, doorbuster sales started to hone in on limited quantities of highly sought after electronics. I.e. these microwaves.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like cashmere at Macy's, or it's just like, but these doorbuster deals.
The ones that get you fighting are more like the HDTV. Like back when flat screens were so unattainable that you had to get them marked down.
You had to line up outside Walmart at like midnight or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so this is actually around the time we saw the first and reportedly only employee death associated with crazed crowds on Black Friday. The incident occurred in 2008 in Valley Stream, New York, where over 2,000 shoppers gathered outside of a Walmart. It's always a Walmart.
Yeah. Well.
Love Walmart, though. Great deals. That opened at 5 a.m. So the horde broke the door down and trampled a 34-year-old employee.
Yeah. So obviously, unintentional breaking of the door down. I would assume it was just kind of a group thing that happened as things started pushing and then pressure against the door broke down. And then, you know, trampling things is a crazy thing to have happen anytime. But I think that was one of the first, that's got to be one of the first moments where people are like, okay, let's take a step back here and what is going on?
It's like we've all seen like one or two videos where it's like not only are like the doors like kind of like visibly shaking with like the people outside, but like the doors, the sliding doors like open up and it's just like,
yeah,
it's like a Moses moment where yeah. like the water just like floods in, but it's yeah. like people.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. I think that, you know, definitely in the wake of situations like this, I'm sure the stores are better prepared for it than yeah. allowing the door to break down. I was going to say, this is interesting that, you know, an employee, unfortunately, was caught up in this accident and passed it. I do still think that we get like one to two. There was a shooting here or somebody got in an argument and beat each other up here.
Yeah.
We get a good one to two of those a year. Obviously, you know, big bunk, like chunky electronics are going to be the subject of people who would like to take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anytime there's these large groups of people gathered outside places like Walmart, you know, it doesn't take much for people
Best
to start
Buy, maybe.
For yeah. things to start popping off, if you will. And I think, you know, this mid-2000s kind of, I'm going to call that like peak Black Friday. And I don't mean that in terms of overall sales because they don't have those numbers in front of me. But I mean in terms of the craziness and the violence and the doorbuster excitement. And I think a lot of things happened to make it, you know, make us get past that in terms of the culture of it.
Yeah.
But around that same time, we actually saw Black Friday extend into what some have called Black Thursday, where many retailers were opting to forego the early morning opens and just open up on Thanksgiving itself. One of the first instances of this happening was in 2009 when Kmart opened at 7 a.m. on Thanksgiving. So basically Black Friday'd it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The next year was when this big Thursday trend first popped up. A number of retailers followed suit by opening in the evening hours on Thursday. So basically just starting Black Friday early, not quite 24 hours early as Kmart decided to do. But this kind of really reached a capitulation point in 2014 when overall holiday weekend sales plunged 11% in 2014. And many blamed this kind of pushback against the idea of Black Thursday. This has even gone further now, and we've seen some retailers even say no to Black Friday in general. So this marks the fourth year outdoor retailer REI, which is no, you know, it's no small brand in this outdoor retail space. I don't know how many stores they have total, but, certainly, you know, a notable retailer.
Yeah.
It's the fourth year REI is actually staying closed on Black Friday entirely. REI actually uses the day to push its opt outside campaign, which encourages its shoppers and employees to spend the day outdoors. A little easier said than done in Chicago because it's freezing cold, but I think I get what they're going for. They don't actually even, REI doesn't even process online orders on Friday. Like their online store is closed completely. And this year, the company is pledging $1 million to the University of Washington to open like an eco lab there. So it's kind of uses this moment now as almost like a feel good marketing type of situation.
Yeah.
Not to like question their motives behind it, but you know, it draws headlines definitely. And I think it really underscores this kind of moving past this peak Black Friday that I described. And I don't necessarily mean the total amount of sales, as I said. I just mean, like, it's kind of just feels different than it used to in the mid-2000s when you had to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning at a Walmart. There was going to be 100 people outside. People had camp stoves and were roasting hot dogs or their Thanksgiving leftovers. And you were gonna be one of 25 people to get that TV, or you were going to go home very sad. It just isn't, there's still crazy deals like that. It just doesn't feel like the stakes are quite as high anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, I worked on Black Friday when I was still in retail at Banana Republic, and I worked on Thanksgiving. But when it came like to the holiday time of the year and the Thanksgiving day came up, it was always on like on a volunteer basis.
Yeah.
So like the sheet would go up in the break room, And I would always volunteer because Black Friday, like everyone in the entire store that was like a, it was like a 200 to 250 person like workforce. I think that's like a little high, maybe 150 person workforce or something. We were all scheduled. Like everyone was scheduled. You couldn't get out of, I think, working Black Friday only if you were dying.
Right.
It's just, we needed everyone because it was so crazy. It got so busy.
Yeah.
But I volunteered to work Thanksgiving, but most years that I worked there, worked the very first shift of Black Friday and then left to go home to see my family because then I got the rest of the weekend off.
Right. So you kind of just grind out Thanksgiving into early Black Friday and then you would, then you're good
and
to
my
go.
Shift on Black Friday was like 6:45 to like 2
yeah.
or something because the store opened at 7 that day.
Yeah. Plus you're getting time and a half on Thanksgiving.
Time and a half on Thanksgiving, free food. So there are, so if you do end up working on Thanksgiving, because most retailers are open.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And that, you're bringing up a good point that I kind of glossed right over, which is part of the reason people were like, hey, this is messed up, this Black Thursday thing, is Thanksgiving is a national holiday. Most, the vast majority of people do not have to work on Thanksgiving, and it's one that has this reputation of spending time with your families. Yeah. And then I think it really became this criticism of consumerism and capitalism because it was like, okay, do we really need the doorbusters on Thursday evening? Do we need to make these people, these hourly employees, trying to have a little break here? Do we need to make them work? But it was interesting to hear your anecdote because, you know, as much as that makes sense as a criticism of it, like I'm sure there were plenty of volunteers who were like, yeah, I'll take my time and a half and I'll go in on Thanksgiving.
I mean, it was a nice, it was a nice bonus to my paycheck.
Yeah. A good time of the year to get a little healthy
absolutely,
paycheck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really helped. It really helped during Christmas time. But in before, and so another retail anecdote, before I worked at Banana, I had one Christmas season I worked at Bergner's, which is part of Bonton, RIP.
Oh, yeah, dearly departed.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy earlier. My Black Friday shift was 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. It was insane.
Yeah.
So I didn't really sleep. So I got Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just kind of like sat in my living room waiting to like go to the store.
Right. In anticipation.
Because I couldn't really sleep.
No. Yeah.
And then it was like, because I think the store opened at like 6 or something Thanksgiving. So the store was, people were shopping.
Yeah.
But I got there at like the lull. So no one was really there. And then it picked up. And then that was the most insane Black Friday shift I had ever worked because I was like just drained.
That's ridiculous.
But anyways, retail is crazy. So I give a lot of props to the people who are still in retail grinding out those hours this time of year.
Get your paper.
Exactly. But so Black Thursday, like you said, is kind of pulling back recently, but shoppers, retailers, advertisers, they're still quick to label the days surrounding Thanksgiving for marketing purposes. The biggest of these is, of course, Cyber Monday, the online shopping version of Black Friday. So this was first coined by shop.org, which in 2005 simply observed that e-commerce sites saw increased traffic on the day. They were like, well, this makes sense.
Yeah.
So in fact, that first report noted that 77% of online retailers saw a substantial increase in sales on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Sorry, there is also Small Business Saturday on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And this is actually, I think this is the coolest of them.
Yeah, I like this one. Yeah. This is a feel-good one. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, well, if you're going to spend money, at least do it with a small guy down the street. So this shopping festivity is designed to encourage holiday shopping at small, local, and family-owned stores. Online activists have also recently launched hashtag Giving Tuesday to promote charity after a stretch of strong consumerism.
So we've got Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Sunday
to rest. It's God's day, you know. Monday,
and then Giving Tuesday, which is, you know, also a good time and a good idea there. So we've got a lot of days there where there's shopping to do. It then really everybody's busy until Christmas happens.
Christmas.
It continues to be busy in the stores through Christmas.
The day after Christmas, the 26th,
yeah,
is
also
one of
huge,
the busiest shopping days.
Gotta go spend
ever.
Those gift cards.
The gift cards, yes.
Yeah.
And then there's crazy sales on mm-hmm. the day after Christmas, the 26th. Just so you guys know.
Pro tip.
Crazy sales.
So in the weekend, we'll just call the whole period of it the Thanksgiving weekend this year. The National Retail Federation estimates that 164 million people are going to head out shopping on Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. And the survey found that of those planning to shop during that stretch, 21% of people, which would be 34 million, plan to shop on Thanksgiving Day. Black Friday is going to be the busiest day. 71% of people plan to shop on that day. That would be 116 million people heading to the stores and or online shopping online as well.
Yeah.
Which I think I'll save that thought for 1 second before
okay.
I get through this. 41% are expected to shop. 67 million people are expected to shop on Small Business Saturday. A good chunk of those doing specifically because they want to support small businesses. So that
sure.
kind of campaign
yeah.
has very much worked for these small businesses. Sunday, that take some rest, get some sleep Sunday. 20% of people, 32 million people are expected to shop.
They're not slowing down.
46% are expected to take advantage of the online bargains on Cyber Monday. That would be 75 million people talking on Cyber Monday. I think the side that I wanted to get to is that, of course, the thing I did not touch on really at all in terms of what has pushed us past peak Black Friday in terms of the craziness is you don't really have to go anymore if you don't want to. I mean, you could basically all of the deal. I don't know if that might be an overstatement, but a good number of retailers say like, okay, yeah, all of our Black Friday deals are the same online if you just want to stay at home and stay warm.
And they're also available right now.
Right, yeah. Or
Getting emails since the beginning of last week. They're like, Black Friday deals available now. Go shop. And
yeah.
I'm like, what's the point of Black Friday then?
Yeah, and there's a lot of retailers who will they'll start it, you know, this week at any point, and it'll go through Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
So these people who are going on Sunday, maybe they've have it figured out where it's the least busy day
That's
of the weekend,
true.
But you can still get most of the deals. Yes, the doorbuster thing that is only for certain hours on Black Friday is still a thing to an extent. But, you know, a part of why I think it's a little bit less wild these days is that you can just go to walmart.com instead of waiting mm-hmm. waiting
get
out.
That free 2-day shipping.
It's still a ton of fun. I'll be in Las Vegas this year, so I don't think I will be participating in any of the shopping specifically. Maybe the casinos will be having a Black Friday.
God, maybe some doorbusters. You never know.
But which I'm bummed. I mean, I'm bummed to miss out on it. I always, always love to go to the mall on Black Friday. So I wanted to ask you, Maddie, if you have plans to get out there and rub elbows with the folks out there getting the doorbusters. Are
yeah.
you going to be slamming any grandmas to the ground to get in line or
yes.
what's going
well,
on?
Well, it depends because I have my eye on an Instant Pot
Uh-oh.
For a gift.
Yes.
I won't say who because, well, I doubt my parents actually listen to this. But it's for a gift for someone special. And it is on sale at a really good price at Walmart.
Love
and
it.
At Target.
Love it.
And on Amazon. So I like really want to hopefully get it in store.
Those were tough to get your hands on last year.
Yes.
That was like last year's gotta have it. Everybody
yeah.
just found out what an Instant Pot was. I had never heard of it either. But I mean there were some times where they were sold out of Instant Pots.
I know.
So
but I really it's like there's the one at Walmart is for like $60 and originally like $89.99 or something. Like, dang, that's a really good
yeah.
price. So I might have to be a little aggressive
yeah.
if I see it and
yeah.
I might maybe running towards it.
That mall walk.
Put in
yeah.
the mall power walk.
Yeah.
I've 100% absolutely done that. So yes, my mom and I will be out shopping, you know, got to hit up Target, Walmart, Kohl's, probably Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm.
Starbucks for that mid-morning coffee
yeah,
break.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wonder how much how busy the fast food restaurants get as well. People like streaming through them to get
probably
refueled.
McDonald's for a little McGriddle.
Yeah.
What else? I feel like there's so definitely I want to do some online shopping too, because there's things in out in Rockford where my parents live that I just won't have access to.
Yeah.
In store.
Enjoy your Cyber Monday. Maybe get a little small business Saturday action on. And I guess happy Black Friday.
Happy
Black
Friday.
To all of our listeners around the world. There's probably some people who are listening from not the United States who are like, what and why? but yeah, fair enough to that as well. But we hope you learned something useful or valuable or interesting about the history of this wild, wild shopping weekend. And we definitely hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday time and your relax time and your family time. That's going to do it for us on this week's episode of the Friday Finish Line, the Black Friday Finish Line, if you will. Reminder, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com if you want us to cover a different story or if you thought we missed anything this week. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Also available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, basically everywhere you get your podcasts at. Check us out there. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll see you next time on the Zacks Friday Finish Line.